Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taz of the Moose with you right here on this Tuesday morning. Let's hit the guest line. Let's welcome aboard a Hall of Famer. NBA Finals MVP, that is Rick Barry, joins us now. Hey, Rick, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, Rick?
Well, just finished up with Fred Biletnikoff, my dear friend, Hall of Fame football player's charity event to help his foundation, and heading back to Florida. It's early in the morning for me here on the West Coast, I'll tell you that. I would get up early in the morning for two things, to catch a plane or to go fishing.
Smart man.
That's it. You know, when Rick, as you've seen these NBA playoffs, let's talk and start here with the Warriors, and certainly we saw, you know, a great performance last night by the Rockets down in Houston as this series is now up at two games apiece. What has changed here for Golden State from your perspective last couple games?
They didn't shoot the ball well. They had two of their top three guys shooting the ball like, you know, brick masons, and you know, I don't expect that to continue to happen. But just think about this, fellas. Everybody's talking about it. Houston did what they were supposed to do, supposed to win at home. But they did it barely. They had to go to overtime in one game with Steph and Clay being off their game. And they came down to the wire where the Warriors had 2 3-point shots to tie the game in regulation with, again, the same two players struggling from 3-point line. So I'd be concerned about that if I'm the Houston Rockets. I'm at home, and I barely get by getting my two victories with two of their top three guys not performing at the level that they're capable of performing at. And now you have to go back and try to beat them at home. And you can't expect that to take place. I mean, if they have just one of those two guys had just a normal game, not even a really good game, just a normal game, the Warriors win both games.
Yeah. No, you're probably right about that.
That is true. You know, when you look at Houston, though, playing physical, as Curry has talked about, and going to their small ball lineup, you know, does there any adjustment that Kerr needs to make going into Game 5 back at Golden State or not really, Rick?
Well, I think the Warriors, you know, don't get caught up in all the one-on-one stuff. Some of their shot selections, I think, weren't really great. You know, they move, they cut, they pass. When they do that, that's when they're at their best. I don't think they've even come close to playing a good basketball game. They're fortunate to have won the two games even at home. They didn't play all particularly well, and they still came away with two victories in those games. And so the Rockets let an opportunity slip away from them in the first two games that were played. I mean, one of the games, they turned the ball over incessantly, and they gave up 18 offensive rebounds. The Warriors, the same way, are giving up too many offensive rebounds and just shooting the ball miserably. I mean, and also last night's game, they shot, 70% from the free throw. And this is a team that usually shoots like 80%, and you got a three-point basketball game. So it's just one of those things where they just did not play well. And, well, they haven't played well in four games, to be honest with you.
You listen to Taz and Moose. Special guest right now is Rick Barry, Basketball Hall of Famer, NBA champion, NBA Finals MVP. Hey, Rick, so speaking on that with the Warriors, fifth straight deep run into the playoffs. I mean, physically, you agree this is taking a toll on these guys? That they're showing that they're kind of beaten down a little bit?
You know, okay, you'll pardon me if I don't start laughing, okay?
Okay.
Why do you guys bring this even up?
What do you mean?
Seriously, these guys, they don't play back-to-back games. They travel in charter planes. And I mean, they have such an easy way of doing this as opposed to the way it used to be in the past. And most of these guys this time, you know, they played 40-something minutes in these games. But normally they played 36 minutes maybe. That's a lot of minutes when they normally play during the season. How do you be worn down when you're at that age and you're in great shape and you're a professional athlete to even think about the fact that it's going to be fatigue? Yeah. They're just not playing well.
I got you. All right.
Okay. So it's not fatigue. What about chemistry here, Rick? You know, we know Durant's impending free agency this July. We know he and Draymond got into it earlier on in the regular season. You know, there was a point where it looked like all these guys loved playing with one another. Then there came a point in time where you were not so sure about it. What about the chemistry on this Golden State team right now?
Well, I don't know what game you're watching, but, I mean, I've seen a lot of great passes when they do play their style of basketball. They just have to get away from what I've talked about for the last 4 or 5 years, is that the Warriors are their own worst enemy. when they don't play their brand of basketball, and even in this game, they didn't play great defense. They gave up 61 points in the first half on the road. Do you expect to win games when you give up 61 points to a team on the road? I don't think so. So they just lose their focus. At times, it's so easy for this team to be so explosive and so dominant that the guys lose their focus. And that's the hardest thing in the world to learn as a professional athlete. Well, in fact, in life in general, no matter what you're doing, to remain focused during the entire time that you're out there performing. And those guys fall into that trap. Now, they can get away with it at times when they're hot and the guys are making the shots and they're doing the one-on-one stuff. But if they're not and they're taking difficult shots, they play right into the hands of those guys. The other thing is, you know, the defense. Do you realize in the fourth quarter, the Warriors gave up 6 offensive rebounds? Think about that.
Yeah.
6 offensive rebounds in a 3-point game when it was down to the wire. That's if you get the ball back and you only make 2 of those baskets, you win the basketball game. You gave them extra shots and they scored points. I mean, it's the little things like that that you have to look at. And they also missed, I think, you know, 4 free throws or something, 70% from the line, as I brought up. So they have not executed well. They'll get their game back. They know what it's like as far as history is concerned. I don't think there's a problem. Fine, you're playing for a chance to be one of the rare teams that's ever had, you know, triples, you know, three-peat in championships.
Yep.
I mean, if that's not enough incentive for you, I don't know what the heck is. But a lot of times they still make some unbelievable great plays when they play the Warrior style basketball.
All right, let's focus in on the other game last night. How about the way the Milwaukee team is playing, Rick? And Giannis, spectacular once again. They go into Boston, take care of business against the Celtics, have a commanding 3-1 lead. And Milwaukee won 60 games in the regular season. You know, I've now ripped off 3 straight wins in this series and going back home where a lot of people are going to look at them wrapping up this series. What's impressed you about watching this Milwaukee team?
Well, the support that Giannis is getting and how Giannis responded after he had a poor performance in game number 1, in fact, the entire team. It's not just one guy. Okay, you don't want, and I know firsthand, I'm speaking from firsthand experience, you don't win a championship unless your teammates step up and get the job done for you. And they've got a couple of guys that are doing that for them that are shooting crazy numbers the Hill was doing unbelievable. They're just playing exceptionally well, a couple of the guys on their team, and they're getting the job done to support Giannis with the spectacular performances that he's been putting on after his bad game in game number 1. So it was a wake-up call for the Bucks after they had an easy first-round series. And they've responded admirably. And so, and of course, the best, one of the top players for the Celtics is struggling. Kyrie is having a tough series.
No, he is having a tough series. But, and Rick, you look at that team and that collection of talent up there in Boston. They didn't play up to expectations in the regular season. They played a brilliant game 1. And you mentioned Giannis struggled. Milwaukee team struggled game 1. They've responded in kind. Why do you think the Boston team has failed to play consistently great basketball?
Terrible shot selection sometimes. Kyrie's right at the top of the list. Did you see some of the shots he took?
Yeah, terrible.
I mean, you kill your team when you do that. You have to take responsibility and have an understanding of the value of possessions and taking good shots. You just have to. And they're not doing that right now. They're in trouble the way that they're playing. They've struggled. There's no question about it.
All right. How about Toronto and Philadelphia? My broadcast partner Taz is a 76er fan here, Rick. So I'm heavily rooting for the Toronto Raptors to march on to the Eastern Conference Finals. How about this Raptor team though? And the great, I mean, on the road, 39 from Kawhi Leonard. He's had 6 30-plus point games here so far in the postseason for the Raptors. And how big of a gut check victory was that on Sunday for Toronto?
Yeah, and that was a big one. I mean, Kawhi is taking his game to a whole new level, showing why he's one of the outstanding players in the game. Just tremendous performance. What I love about him? He just goes about his business. He doesn't bring attention to himself. He's not pounding his chest. He's not pulling out his jersey. He just goes about it, and he's like the silent assassin. He's a heck of a basketball player, and I love the way that he's playing. And if Embiid doesn't perform, and he can't play the way he's played in a couple of ball games, sick or not sick, I mean, but I don't understand why they don't try to get the ball and work stuff to get him the ball down and low to do something, because it's almost as if he was a non-factor for a lot of that game. He hardly saw the ball in a good position to score down in the post.
Yeah, which is frustrating. And you look at Embiid, and clearly he's not 100% healthy, but You're dead on correct in terms of getting him, you know, and he had an opportunity. That finger roll that he missed late, down one, Rick, and then you had Kawhi come down and drain the three on the ensuing possession, where Philadelphia could have taken the lead with about a minute 20 left in regulation. You know, that's a shot Embiid's got to make there, healthy or not.
Yeah, well, it's got to be a better shot. If you watch him, one of the things that I would say to him if I was talking to him, slow it down. He does everything. He's trying to do things so fast, and he winds up taking and making very difficult shots at shots that shouldn't be that difficult. You know, develop a little more, you know, a nice little jump hook or something. That I don't think that was a good shot. To be perfectly honest, not for a guy his size.
No, I'm not saying it was a great shot, but he was right at the rim. I'm not telling you it's great, but he's talented enough to finish that shot. No,
well,
Rick?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but the thing is that where he was, that's not the shot he should have been taking.
That's fair.
Gather yourself and go up and get fouled and dunk the dang thing. Make the guys have to stop you throwing up some prayer like that.
I mean, Milwaukee's obviously going to march on. Who do you think ends up winning that Toronto-Philadelphia series, Rick?
Well, if Toronto plays the way that they played in the last game, you know, Philadelphia could be in trouble. But then, if Embiid raises the level of his game, I mean, I don't know in that series. That's a crazy series the way it's going. It's not as if one team has been a dominant team. They've had some crazy games score-wise, and then they've had some close games. But, you know, you've got somebody like Leonard who has so much more experience than the players on the Philadelphia. He's been there. He's done it. He's played in big games. So he knows what it's like, and that's why I say he just goes about his business. He's the ultimate type of professional, and that's what you want to have from a guy like him. You want to have your great players come out and raise their level. You have to do it in the playoffs because they let things get way more physical than they do in the regular season, which I've been trying to figure out for decades and decades. Why do they all of a sudden change the rules in the playoffs so that you can do things to an opponent that you couldn't do in the regular season? You would have been called for a foul, but in the playoffs, they let you do it.
Yeah, that makes no sense. How about Denver-Portland, Rick? Have you been able to catch? The four overtime game was remarkable.
Yeah, it was. I felt bad for Jokic. I mean, to miss that free throw, which could have sent it to a fifth overtime, which would have been unbelievable. That's been a very competitive series, no question about it. And here's the thing for Portland. I would feel pretty good. Lillard hasn't really played that great. You know, he's been very inconsistent, but he came through big time for him late in the game and doing, and that's what great players will be able to do. But, man, if he steps his game up and plays the way he's capable of playing and has a big game, you know, Denver could be in trouble. But that's a fun series. There's no question about it. But now Portland's put themselves in a difficult situation. I mean, they've got to try to win a game in Denver, one of the next three games, in order to be able to have a chance to move on in the playoffs. So that's a fun one to be watching right now.
And, Rick, we'll close it out here. We're talking to Hall of Famer Rick Barry, NBA Finals MVP, giving us a couple minutes this morning. Rick, we were discussing a little bit earlier, you know, the Lakers' new head coach, you know, they're in discussions with Tyronn Lue. What do you make of that Lakers scenario right now? And, you know, Lue obviously has the experience with LeBron with the Cavaliers. Well, if you're a Laker, you know, your message to the Laker fan right now with the idea of Tyronn Lue being the next Lakers head coach.
Well, it's obviously a desperation move to go ahead and say, hey, wait, the only way maybe we can do this is get somebody who's dealt with, you know, this great player and has a relationship with them to try to make it work, because they didn't feel that it worked, with Walton. So, you know, hopefully for their sake it will, but it still comes down to putting the right people around LeBron. As I told you just earlier, speaking about it, you know, talking about the Giannis, is you got to have your teammates performing at a high level to be able to win. You got to put the right people around great players to have an opportunity to win. And most teams usually have two really outstanding players. It's rare, if you go through the history of the league, to find a team, you know, that when they win, it was only one really big time player and then the other supporting cast has to come through. Usually they have two. Well, do the Lakers have two that you could put into that category? I don't think so.
No.
They got to find somebody to give them some help. And so until that happens, you know, they could be in trouble. It's a difficult situation right now. The way the Clippers performed, and again, give a lot of credit to that you know, somebody that had an impact with picking the right type of talent, which comes down to your talent. And, you know, that's Jerry West. I mean, look what Jerry West has done throughout his career. He has a great knack of sitting there watching talent. I remember sitting with Jerry watching Kevin Durant play in a college basketball game when he was back in Texas. And we both looked at each other and said, oh, my God, is this kid going to be a great NBA player? You have to be able to recognize talent when you see it. And I think a lot of teams do a terrible job of evaluating talent and making the right choices, and that's why they get themselves in trouble. Let me do for all your listeners quickly. www. Okay, TLC, Fender Loving Care, TLC24.net. This is a $2,000 free travel savers card that's cheaper than going online to go ahead and get your travel for hotels and resorts around the world. TLC24.net, a gift to you, no cost, no obligation. Check it out. I think you'll be really pleased.
Sounds good. Rick, let me give you a little advice, my friend. When you give a website, it's all I've learned this from experience.
Don't have to say www.
Don't do the www. Don't do that.
It's confusing. I know. When I did it, I said to myself, okay, bonehead, you don't have to do it. TLC24.
That's it, bro. You got it, my man. That's now you're perfect. TLC24.net. Perfect.
And now, Rick, so now you get three. You get up early on the West Coast for three things, right? Fishing, travel, and to come on Taz and the Moose, right?
There it is. Perfect.
Yeah, that's. I mean, if it wasn't you guys, I probably wouldn't have done it.
That's why we love you, Rick. We
appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so much, bud.
Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.